Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling our Shop 5. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, hi. I'm a new customer, and I was told that when... Oh, I'm echoing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is that better?
Let's see. Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit. Yeah. So anyway, I am a new member, and they said that I didn't really need anybody to show me what to do because it was so easy. It would just happen automatically. But I have no idea what's happening, and I don't know what options I have.
Okay.
And how to, so I can't, I don't know if I'm even on.
I can actually take a look at that for you.
Okay.
What is your name, please?
So I'm looking right now at television. But it does everything. So it does, it focuses on my computer and my television and phone, correct?
No, so actually we only provide internet and phone. We don't provide TV and service at this time.
Wait, so they were saying all those movies and stuff that you can see.
Yeah, so for Archtop Fiber, we offer internet and telephone. What you can do is you can sign up for streaming services.
Right, that's what I was doing.
Gotcha, okay. Sorry
but
for
I
the miscommunication there.
And that's what I was saying. I have no idea what to do. And they said, well, all you have to do is plug in that little thing, which apparently is plugged in. And I don't know. I tried some different, I don't know what streaming actually is. I have a handheld thing. And, but I don't know. I can't get any channels I didn't get before.
Okay. Yeah. So with streaming services, you're not going to see like channels per se. It really depends on the streaming service that you go for. So like Netflix will have like TVs, like TV shows and movies that you're able to stream.
Right. But how do I know which ones I can get onto? Like there's Netflix. I mean, well, I am a member of Netflix. Does
okay.
that come free with this?
No. So the streaming services would be on their own. Those have their own subscriptions.
I thought there was some stuff that came with this.
No.
I'm not sure why. Okay, so that's...
I apologize for the confusion.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have to find the... I'm not sure what the benefit of having this is if I don't get anything extra.
Yeah,
I mean,
so actually the benefit is that we offer, right now we're having a promotional price at the moment for $69.99 for the 1,000 megabyte per second download and upload speed. What we offer is a faster connection, and it's through fiber optic cables, which is different than your technical cable connections. So the coaxial cable is not as fast, and it's not as high tech, so to speak, because we use light pulses.
But they're all going to fiber. They're all going to fiber. So I'm not sure what's different.
So we actually offer a cheaper price for our faster connection, and we're all local. So we are actually really home-based in the community. Our headquarters are here in Kingston.
Mm-hmm. It's not 5G.
No, 5G would be cell phone.
So I do get 5G with my cell phone, or?
Yeah, typically, most smartphones nowadays are 5G networks.
Wait, so I'm like totally confused. So this only handles one thing, and I don't know what it handles.
Internet and home phone service.
Okay, let me just...
So Wi-Fi.
Let me get a piece of paper here. Or not.
I lose things all the time.
I know, yeah. Okay, so this does what again?
So we provide home internet and home phone.
Home internet.
Home phone. Yep.
And home phone.
Yes.
Which would mean landline or?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And so when you're talking about home internet, that means the internet that connects, does it connect to the TV?
Yes. So if you have a smart TV, your smart TV would connect to your Wi-Fi network, which is based in your home.
I don't have a smart TV, but I have a thingamajig that you put in the back.
Yeah. So like, for example, you have the Alexa, the Amazon Fire Stick, for example.
I have a Fire Stick. Yes.
Yes. So that would connect to the internet, and that's how you would do the streaming that way.
But how do you, what does it mean, do the streaming?
So that would mean that you would be able to open an application, kind of like if you have a smartphone, you know how you can tap open Netflix or your banking app or anything like that. Well, the same thing on TV except for movies and TV.
So how do you open an app on a TV? My TV doesn't have apps.
So the Fire Stick would have apps.
And that's the thing that's plugged into the TV.
Yes. So the Fire Stick, you go to the menu and you're able to select Netflix or Hulu or Max.
Oh, right. Okay.
Whatever those applications are, those are the streaming services.
Okay.
Now, some of them do offer free streaming, like, for example, Freevee by Amazon, Tubi TV, those are free, where you can stream free movies and TV. Now, other applications like Hulu, Netflix, Disney, those have subscriptions that are through those companies.
So which ones are? So which ones did you say were free?
So like there's Tubi, T-U-B-I.
Mm-hmm.
There's Amazon Freevee. And there's a few others. I forget which ones. I personally subscribe to Netflix, Hulu, and Disney, and ESPN. So I pay for those subscriptions. But YouTube is also free, too, unless you go for their it's kind of like they have, like, a cable TV-type subscription available, which is, I think, $60 a month, which, for me, is expensive. But
right,
they do have,
right,
like, free videos on YouTube, for example.
Okay. So in other words, I mean, I don't know anything about Tubi and Amazon Freebie and YouTube, but I mean YouTube, yeah. But
yeah,
those you can get on the computer for free.
Yeah, exactly. And they're also made available for the TV as well. So for your Fire Stick, for example.
Yes. Okay. So there's really, I mean, really all you're providing is the internet.
Yes, exactly.
And it's just that it's faster. Because I had heard it also was stronger, so you'd get better reception, but I'm not getting any better reception.
With fiber, or are you just talking in general?
With Archtop.
So you're a current subscriber of Archtop, is that correct?
Well, I don't know. I'm guessing I am. They put in the cable, and they said you're all set to go, but I don't know what that means, because I said I don't know what I'm doing. And they said, well, you don't need to. It's all done for you.
Okay. What is your name, please, or your service address?
6 Platt Avenue, P-L-A-T-T, Rhinebeck, New York.
Okay. And it's Judith, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I do see that you do have current service. And just verify for me, please, the email address on file, just to make sure I have it correct.
JudithLDS4@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that.
Sure. And what is your name again?
CJ.
CJ, okay.
All right. Okay. So I see what might actually be the issue is the fact that you've got the Spectrum Mobile and the Netgear 19 both at the same time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know the idea is that I can get rid of Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. But they said keep it up until we know that it's working for you.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, and typically then, what we like to do is we like to let you know, hey, wait till our fiber services are fully installed before you call and cancel.
Okay. So they're fully installed now. It took a little while.
Yeah.
And then, but it is fully installed now, I guess. I mean, that's what they said. And so, but I don't know. Yeah. And what do you mean I've got Netgear?
No. So essentially the one router and the other router, the Netgear router is interfering a little bit with your Wi-Fi, it seems. It's not
and
anything that's
Netgear?
Like major, but
what's
it may be
Netgear?
Confusing. Your Spectrum.
And so what do I have, Spectrum and...
You've got both currently running at the same time, which could be confusing some of your devices.
And Spectrum is the one I've got everything with, my phone and everything.
Mm-hmm. So if nothing is connected to our network, you won't see much of a difference.
Okay.
Because right now the only two devices that are connected is your MacBook Air and your iPhone.
Okay, so at this time. Now, what about my son's iPhone?
Yep, so the only thing I see is the Apple iPhone and the MacBook Air. Those are the only two that I see that are connected to the network.
There's two Apple phones.
There's only one phone that's showing connected to the network.
And does it show a phone number?
It does not. It doesn't give me much information. It just gives me the device
name.
So
how do I know what's connected?
Well, is your son home?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're also home, so let's see. Yeah, it doesn't quite tell me really what is the specific address. It gives me an IP address, but that's very technical.
So here's the problem, is that I'm supposed to cancel what I have, and I'm paying for you. And I had asked, when I had been going over this, I said to them, I'm going to need somebody. I'm not technical. I'm going to need somebody to walk me through this. Oh, don't worry. You'll have somebody right there. And then when they were here, they're like, oh, well, you don't need us. It's all set up. Everything's taken care of. Everything is on.
But they should have added a note to the account to show you how to connect the device.
Well, I don't know if they gave me a note, but I have no idea. Like, I don't know which phones. So maybe you only cover one phone, but I'm not going to pay this if I have to pay for another phone.
No. There's nothing with regards to paying for any phones. It's just switching your network over. So essentially, when you're connecting your Wi-Fi, your phone to the Wi-Fi, you just want to switch over to the Archtop Fiber Network. It has nothing to do with your actual phone service. This is strictly for internet at home.
I don't have Spectrum until I try it.
Yeah, you don't have to cancel them right away either. The only thing that you need to do is to go into your phone settings, click on the Wi-Fi, and select the Archtop Fiber Network.
On which phone? On the landline or the...
Your iPhone.
And that takes care of everything. The computer,
not quite everything.
TV.
Every device that has internet connection will have to get switched over.
So I don't know how to do any of that.
I can walk you through it if you like.
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
So which devices are you needing primarily connected to the internet?
Everything. Well, I'm guessing the TV uses internet, right?
I would think so. With the Fire Stick, it does.
Okay, so In other words, I may still have to pay for the TV, the monthly TV.
If you wanted to keep that, yes. So, but that would be between you and Spectrum.
Right, right. So what I'm saying is I'm not saving money with you all. Because I still have to go and buy all these individual things that I've had.
What do you mean
you
that
only will cover? Well, you only will cover, you all cover nothing, basically. I'm not sure. I still can't figure out what you all cover. I'm still going to have to pay monthly landline phone. I'm still going to have to pay monthly TV, monthly connection for my TV. I'm guessing I pay that.
Do you have a cable box?
Well, I think that's what the Netgear is, isn't it?
No, the Netgear would be your router. That's what provides the Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, I do have a box. Yes, I do have a box.
Okay.
Under the TV.
Yes. Okay, so that would be your cable box for the TV package.
Okay. So I am paying for the cable box, but I can't get rid of that, right? I have to keep paying that.
Not necessarily. A lot of people are actually just switching strictly to streaming apps. So like Netflix and Hulu, those kinds of applications, they're doing away with cable altogether.
Right, but I'm
keeping just internet
shows. I don't get like the regular TV shows.
Okay.
Is that right?
I mean, so with cable, it would be...
Let me see if my son is awake. Let me just see.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might... Hold on just a second.
No worries. Take your time.
I need your help. I'm talking with... I can't figure out what we're paying extra and what we're getting from them and what... And you will know for whatever I'm paying them for.
What is ArchTop?
ArchTop is the fiber company, which is giving us the internet. So can you get on the phone or can we talk with her together about what we have and what... But I need to figure out whether it's worth it or am I paying extra for something that I don't really need. I don't know. That's why I need you. Well, ask her. Let's see if you know, because you know more than I do. Can you do that? Would you be okay? Sure. Hold on just a second.
Absolutely. No worries.
I'm in the living room. I have my notes there. Okay. Okay. We're set up.
Okay, hi, my name is CJ. I'm from ArchTop Fiber. How are you?
Mark, Jesse? She was just talking to you. Oh, did you say hi? Okay, so now if you can just explain what we have.
So what you're currently paying for is the 1 gig fiber internet package. What that is that we provide the internet only. So if you wanted to switch over to completely streaming apps, such as Netflix, Hulu, those kinds of subscriptions, you are free to do so and purchase those. But we don't provide TV service. We don't provide cable. Now, the only thing is I see that you only have two devices connected to the network at this time, which means that your devices... haven't switched from your Spectrum network to the ArchTop Fiber network that we are now providing in your home.
So what are we getting from Spectrum? Do you know that?
That I would not know because that is between you and Spectrum.
What did you say, Jesse?
Wi-Fi and cable.
Wi-Fi and cable. So basically we would just be taking out the Wi-Fi from Spectrum because we'd have to keep... Or is there a way to use the TV and get all our shows without being on? You don't know that?
I mean, depending on what shows it is that you watch, a lot of the streaming apps have those TV shows.
Can you sit down, Jesse? Okay. You know, this is why it would have been so helpful if somebody had been willing to be here when they were here and help me out.
Because absolutely, I understand that.
And it's frustrating because, first of all, they were totally disorganized and never came to greet me and ask me questions. They never asked the neighbor, and they started going over onto the neighbor's property without telling them that they were working there. And they had somebody that was Spanish, but he could speak English. I mean, I'm not criticizing what language, but I just couldn't. I kept trying to ask him questions, but he wouldn't give me the time of day because he was busy with his men and what they were trying to do. They had some problems, but they did follow through with it. But I was trying to help them get it simpler, and they wouldn't, well, they couldn't talk to me, and that was fine. But the guy that knew English, I kept asking questions, and he'd just walk away. And then he was nice and told me he was finished. But, you know, it was just like, and then that's what I said, well, isn't somebody supposed to help me and set it up? And then I was told it was all set up. But apparently it wasn't all set up. I mean, he did, now that you're saying that, he did hand me something. I have no idea what it was because I couldn't use it for a few days, so I don't know what it was.
It should be the password, typically, for the internet connection.
I think there was something with that, and I would have to look for that. I don't know where it is now. But it was all confusing because they came in. It was supposed to be done, so he gave it to me. I said, I'm going to need some help with this. And they said, oh, no, you don't need help. And the guys that put it in, they weren't ones to help. They were an outside contractor.
Okay, yeah, so they were an outside contractor. Gotcha.
And that was the guy, you know, that was the guy I had. That was the only guy I had to ask questions. Then a guy came. There was a guy that came in for, I don't know, I'm having troubles remembering, but it was very disorganized. But they said everything was done, and I guess he did say I had to switch over. But, you know, that should have been done. That should have been gone over when they were done, not when it was going to be another few days before they could get back there to do the work.
Yeah, and I do apologize for that.
Yeah.
There should have been a little bit more communication and more understanding with regards to that.
And it was supposed to take a couple hours off my work day to be dealing with it because I had to talk with the neighbors. They were mad. I tried to tell them. I tried to ask the people, the installers, if they had gone to the neighbors because, you know, they were tearing, you know, they were going to, what they were doing was fine. But the neighbors had no idea. And I said, did you go to the neighbors and explain to them what you're doing? And they never answered me. And then the neighbor came out and was mad at them. And it took a lot of time to do that. And now I haven't even been able to, I thought I was using the service. Apparently I haven't been. And now it looks like it may not even be worthwhile. I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, as far as the service goes, it is worthwhile because technically you are saving money when it comes to the internet speed and what we provide for the internet package. However, I do notice that it doesn't seem like, since nothing is connected, it's not like you're currently using it, which, I mean, it's really like getting those devices connected that's going to be the benefit at this point. Because right now, all of the devices that are currently using the internet are still on that Spectrum network.
Okay, so then that's why it's spotty, because it's been getting spotty on Spectrum. That was one of the reasons I thought it sounded good.
Yes, so the reason it's spotty is because they're not connected to the Wi-Fi that we're providing. They're connected to the spectrum still.
Okay. So now I need to know. So you said the only thing I'm using from you all is one phone?
One phone and one MacBook Air. Those are the only two devices that are currently connected to the Wi-Fi network.
So I need to know which MacBook Air and, or you're saying the other MacBook, why is one working and not the other?
Well, it depends on who connected their computer to the Wi-Fi.
Oh, you know what? That was probably mine. They asked for some codes and I gave them some codes. So that was just mine, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so what can you do for me?
So if there is any other devices like a Google Home or an Alexa that you need to connect to, or
the only thing we need collection to is for my TV, his TV,
any gaming consoles?
I'm sorry?
Any gaming consoles?
Jesse, do you have a gaming console? Yeah, so gaming console. So gaming console. Does your television need to be? What is it? I don't know whether your television needs to be connected.
Okay, yeah, his TV would definitely need to be connected if it's a smart TV.
Is yours a smart TV, Jess? Okay, so Jesse has a smart TV. And
yeah, so he would just go into the network settings and select the Archtop Fiber Network.
Okay, that makes no sense. So let me just figure out what we need. So
no worries.
He has a smart TV, gaming, and a
computer.
Smartphone and smart computer.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that needs to get connected? Okay. Yeah, got that. The laptop he has.
Gotcha.
And then what do I have? The TV, the laptop, the phone. Oh, my printer.
Yes, your printer. I was going to suggest that as well.
So I have TV. I have iPhone, and I have printer. I have an AirBook. I have an whatever it's called, Apple Air or whatever it's called. I think that's the one you have.
Yeah, it's the MacBook Air.
MacBook Air.
Yeah, it's by Apple. They just call it a MacBook.
Yeah. That part I knew. It's bits of information I do know.
It's funny because I use Windows computers, but I have an iPhone.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't think I wanted an Apple computer, but there is something really nice about them all connecting up together.
Oh, I know. They all sync together. It's really nice. But the other thing is, like, it's funny because my mother, she was so adamant on getting a MacBook that I had to teach myself how to use a MacBook to teach her.
And then you've got a non-Mac.
Oh, no, I've been Windows ever since I was, like, 6 years old. So, But at least I know how to use both. It's benefited me.
Because I had always used Windows.
Yeah.
And then where I was working, everybody was using Mac, and they were saying, oh, it's so much easier and this and that. And I'm like, this is fine. I know exactly what
I'm doing. It's funny because one of the boarding schools that I went to used nothing but Mac, and they were like the big computer all-in-one, like tube TV style computers by Mac. And I had to learn how to use that because I had never used one before.
So then when I switched to Mac, it was like, this is so hard. What do you mean this is easy?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
So
and
I mean,
over time it gets simpler. The more you use it, the simpler it becomes. But just the initial shock of, like, the difference is, it can be very confusing.
It took me like a month or two to get, probably a few months to get comfortable with with the MacBook, with Mac. Back then it was a Mac desktop.
Yeah.
So I have iPhone, printer, MacBook Air. Anything else that I have, Jeff?
The
what is it?
Amazon Fire TV.
And the what?
The Fire Stick.
And the Fire Stick, right? Do you know which kind I have? Or it doesn't matter?
It shouldn't matter.
Okay. Earbuds, that doesn't do it. That's not connected.
No. The AirPods, like if you have AirPods, those will connect directly to your Apple devices. Those are Bluetooth.
Yes.
Those are not Wi-Fi.
Okay. So the only thing I am...
You don't have an Apple Watch, do you?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Nope,
and
I figure I ask because sometimes smartwatches also do have internet connection, especially for those updates.
But you know what? It's hard. I can hardly even see the numbers anymore, nonetheless.
Oh, I know.
Use all that to watch a movie? I'm like, really?
See me looking at my watch, my regular watch. Sometimes it takes me an extra minute.
Yeah. So is that it, Jesse? iPhone, printer.
Do you have any tablets?
Computer and Fire Stick. Do we have any tablets?
Yeah, like iPad.
Yeah, we don't have the iPad anymore, really, right? Yeah, I think I disconnected that.
Okay. No worries.
It was just too much. So,
all right.
And then the only thing I have is the landline, and you wouldn't have anything to do with that.
No, we would have nothing to do with that.
Phone. Nothing.
Now, as far as the landline goes, you might want to ask Spectrum if the internet is required for that. Because at that point, you might want to transfer that over.
Oh, and how would you do that? What would that mean?
So we could set you up with the phone service over here. It's $24.99 a month, and we would be able to port your number over if necessary. But I'm sure you want to at least test the internet out first before you do any cancellations or changes with Spectrum. So what we want to do is we just want to get your devices connected, see how they perform on our service, and see if you prefer that before you cancel with anything.
Right. And because I don't even – all I get right now, I mean, I think – this is going to sound weird, but I think everybody that used that phone number has died.
Oh, my.
because they were all my family and, you know.
Yeah, so you've probably had the phone number for a long time.
Yes. So I was thinking of keeping it just because I've had it for so long. But now it's like, why am I spending the money? And
yeah, I've had a lot of people who have just overall stopped using landline just because they use their cell phone so much.
Yeah, I mean, the landline has its benefits, but I just don't know that it's really worth $25 a month. And I'm getting it cheaper now because I have the whole package with Spectrum. But once I get rid of the other package, then the price will go up, and I'm sure it's going to be probably about what you're charging.
Yeah, usually it's around the same price.
Yeah.
From what
so
I understand.
Then it's really worth $2,500 plus a year.
Yeah, exactly.
$2,600 a year probably. So anyway, okay. So what do we start with?
Okay. Well, actually, that was the question I was going to ask you. Which one did you want to start with?
My iPhone, and I'm guessing it's my iPhone. Let's try to see if it's my iPhone that's connected.
Okay.
I'm sure
So when you're on the home screen of your iPhone, you see where the settings cogs wheel is?
Wait a minute. How do I get, what's, you mean go to,
just on your main home, like, screen, you know, where you, it shows you, like, the app store, the clock, your mail, and it'll also show, like, a settings button.
You know, it doesn't really, let's see here. Okay, wait, this is not working. Jesse, how do I get to the home screen? And I hope you're keeping that covered.
You just swipe up from the bottom of the screen.
Oh.
If it's a newer iPhone.
I don't know.
I'm trying to get to the home. What am I trying to do? That's the home screen?
Yes.
Okay, so, and it doesn't have what you were saying.
So on one of the pages, it should show settings.
Oh, okay. I moved that. Okay. I'm in settings.
Okay. Do you see where it says Wi-Fi?
Yes. And it says
it should have the name next to the, in that same, like.
It says ArcTop Fiber.
So then your iPhone is the one that's connected to the network.
Okay. Check yours, Jesse. So let's do Jesse. I need your iPhone, and I need it. Well, we can plug it in while we're doing it. Mine's on.
Right, well, I don't need to
be mine. Okay, so it's going to be canceled because I'm canceling all of that.
Well, he'll still have cell signal, so he won't lose internet connection to his phone. It's just it's going to go off of his cellular network instead of the home Wi-Fi.
But just, okay, I'll do the others, and then you have to come in here with it, and I do have to put mine.
Just tell me what the password is.
Actually, if you guys are contacts with each other, you can share the Wi-Fi password.
I don't even know. I have to find that sheet, I guess.
Actually, you don't, so I'll teach you a little trick about the iPhone.
Okay.
Click on the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
And then you see.
It says $32.90.
Yeah, and it's got the little check mark next to it. Do you see where there's that little I for information?
Yes.
Do you see where it says, click on that. And then do you see where it says password?
Yes.
Tap on the bubbles where the password is.
Let's try Face ID again. It says face not recognized.
Oh, that's okay. Just try Face ID again, and if not, just type in your iPhone password.
Okay. That's funny. It always...
Once you are cleared with your security parameters, it'll reveal what the password is.
Oh, okay. So do you have it there, or you don't have it?
I am not able to see it.
Okay.
I can change the password if necessary. But then you'd have to reconnect all your devices.
But it says password, and then there's numbers and letters.
Yes. So in that password, it should show what the password is.
Is that the numbers and letters that come up where the bubbles were?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I can change that, right?
If you go through on your on your phone, there should be an application that's called HomePass. You can change that, or I can change it on your behalf on my end.
Okay. So why don't we wait, because I'll probably use the one that I have for the box I'm using. Or can I have both on it?
So you'd only be able to connect to one Wi-Fi connection at a time, but
okay.
both connections are saved in your phone.
Okay, so all I did here, let's see, phone, settings,
Wi-Fi, and then you tap on the information button, and then you reveal the password by tapping on those little bubbles.
Okay.
Now that password is the network password that you're going to want to use to connect all your devices. and I can walk you through those step by step.
Okay, so let me jot that down. Okay, so, oh, here we go, pass. Let me just see if I've got this. Thank you for your patience. I really
appreciate it. Oh, of course.
Okay. So I've got it.
Okay, so you've written down the password, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, which device did you want to start with? Did you want to start with the TV?
Okay, because like we said, the phone is done. Yeah, so let's do the TV.
Okay. So you're going to find your remote for the Fire Stick.
I need the Fire Stick remote, honey.
And you're going to go up to the TV, make sure it's on, and make sure the Fire Stick is on.
Turn the TV on. How do I know the Fire Stick? Can you turn the Fire Stick on?
It's on, so you
use the
weapon.
So you should be able to switch the input.
Okay, because I'm training with Pennsylvania. Let me
just turn it down. I'm like living on CNN right now for politics.
I know.
Okay.
My mother was a religious CNN watcher.
Your what?
My mother was a religious CNN watcher. It was all about stocks and everything else.
Yeah, see, I have never really done CNN, but they really do a good,
they do have a lot of good coverage.
And different people, which give different responses. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
I know who I'm for, but I kind of want to know their thoughts on it. And
yeah, it's always nice to see different opinions, and you know, like that's kind of, excuse me, the point of media.
Yeah, yeah, and the TV channels, the regular TV channels, seem to do it. I mean, they only have half an hour, so and they have.
Oh yeah, CNN is on all the time. It's
yeah.
Nonstop
and
news network coverage.
Do local weather, everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, CNN was our go-to when we lived abroad, too. So, I mean.
Oh, where did you live?
I lived in Moscow for about 5 years.
Wow. A friend of mine here, she lived in Moscow for probably about that time. And
yeah, I came back to the States in 2006, 2007.
Yeah, she must have gotten back probably around about that time.
Oh, wow, that's so funny.
But
yeah, my father still resides over there.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. It has he does he feel it's changed?
I mean, a lot of the world has changed. So I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's just it's been interesting. To say the least,
yeah.
At least, you know, it's just like we moved there in 2002 and then I was going to school there, but I didn't go to a Russian school. I went to both the French school and the Anglo-American one over there.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was talking to her because she wanted to go back. She loved it when she was there.
I mean, I did enjoy it. I loved the summers, especially. It was really beautiful. We lived right near the Kremlin and it was really great.
Yeah.
The winters were brutal.
She said she would not go back now to live.
No, not currently, no.
Was Putin in at that time?
Yes, actually he was, before he became power hungry.
Yeah, before what?
Before he became so power hungry.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was president back when I was there.
Okay, but just not as bad.
No, not as bad.
Okay, so anyway, now TV's on, and okay. What do I do?
And so we've got this Fire Stick on, so we're changed to the input that, you know, gets the Netflix on, right?
Well, I don't know how to tell if it's on. There's no... Jess, can you tell me, show me how it's on? This.
It's on.
Just need it to be on the Fire Stick section.
Can you tell if it's on the Fire Stick? It's on the Fire Stick.
Okay.
That's because I see that, right?
So you're going to go down to the tile that says settings.
Where's the tile? A tile that says settings?
Yes.
He thought he was getting away without having to help me. That was such luck. Oh, you know what? I think check. It might be on wrong. Okay. He's looking for a battery.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, sometimes those remotes do tend to die fast sometimes. I lost my Fire Stick remote in the couch, and I guess something was pressing on the button, and it drained the battery in like 3 days.
Oh, no. Yeah, nothing seems to be...
Oh, they should be AAA batteries, though.
It should be what?
AAA batteries for the Fire Stick.
Yeah, we've got the little ones.
Yep.
Okay, now we found one. Trying to get it to the right spot. So you might want to hold that, honey, and do it for me while we're talking, because you know I'm going to call you back in. Okay.
I was my mom's helper for everything.
Yeah, I know. And I got so mad. I was my mother's helper, and that was way back when. So the password is 841. T6, capital T. Capital T. Six. Capital E.
Yep, and then you'll press enter and it should connect after you've already selected the ArchTop fiber network.
Zero. Capital A. 2201 3290. Okay, that's it. And then, so now it's going. Are we going for wireless connection or internet connection?
So you're going for wireless.
Okay. Okay, so that's, both came on. And then what? Oh, that means I'm connected.
Yes, so you should get the network connected.
Yes. Well, yeah. Did it say connected? Yeah. So
yeah.
That's all we have to do with that. Now,
exactly.
Does that mean I always go in through this remote, or can I use the bigger remote?
So typically when it comes to using the Fire Stick, you want to use the Fire Stick remote. Now, the reason being is because your other remote may not be programmed for the Fire Stick.
Okay. Now, we need to, while you've got your phone there, we need to connect your phone.
I'm doing that right now.
Oh. And you know what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Your phone's connected?
Yeah.
How do you know it is?
Okay. It'll pop up with a check mark.
Yeah. I remember a few minutes ago, he said he didn't know any of this stuff. And then he does a couple of things with his fingers and it's done. Okay. So then the thing is that whatever I want, I have to pay. And there's nothing, there's no discounts or anything by using you all.
No. The only discount that there is really the internet connection is a little bit cheaper. I know, for example, with me, with the cable that I was using, I was paying $130 a month for the 1 gig.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we're providing internet service for cheaper. That's basically what it is, but we're also providing faster service.
Well, it's actually right about the same price I was using Spectrum for. That's what I was doing with Spectrum. So that's why I'm and then of course there was the extra charges. So it's right about the same price, but if the service is better, then I guess it's worth it because it's not unworth it.
And this is where you get to use your trial period, basically, essentially, like in a sense, it's kind of like a trial period. We're going to call it a trial period because you're trying us out. And at that point, you'll be able to determine, you know, okay, hey, I'm seeing better service or I'm not seeing as great a service. And you can make your decision at that point, you know, of whether you want to keep us or stay with Spectrum or whatever the choice is.
Okay.
The great thing is we don't provide contracts, so we don't lock you into anything either.
Yeah.
And well, all of our taxes and fees are included in the price. We don't charge you for the equipment.
Yeah, they said they were going to charge me for better service, but then when I called them, they said I wasn't, so paying extra. So I don't know whether I am or not, but I haven't been real happy with Spectrum. So, you know, they now, do you all ever offer things, or are you a pretty new company?
So we are pretty new, but we have, most of our employees have been dealing with fiber for many, many years. We just kind of created our own that's based here in Kingston, so we're all local to the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, because the thing with Spectrum is that you pick what TV shows you know, what TV channels you want, and you get that amount, and then sometimes they change it and they say, oh, you can have a bunch more, but they don't let you know that. So, you know, that kind of makes me mad.
Oh, of course. But I can understand that too, especially because
go ahead. Tell me.
Oh, I was going to say when I had Optimum, you know, all I wanted was a sports channel so that I could watch my hockey games, and they made me get the basic plus a couple of other things and then charged me extra for the sports package. Like, I was up to almost $300 a month just by having internet and TV.
Oh, okay. Which actually, you do kind of give me a question. Jesse, have you used anything like, what were the things that...
like sports?
Tubi or Amazon Freeline?
So Amazon Freevee. It's the free, like, it's all the TV series and movies that are free through Amazon streaming services.
Oh, but I don't have Amazon streaming service, do I?
So Amazon Freevee is free for anybody.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't
so Freevee itself is free to anybody. You don't have to have an account for anything.
Okay.
If you have Amazon Prime, you automatically have Amazon Prime TV. But there are some things on Prime TV that you would have to rent, but a lot of things are included in their service.
Oh, so you would have extra things.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm on it, but I'm planning to give it up because it's expensive.
Yeah, I know. At over $200 a year, it's getting kind of pricey.
Yeah. And then what about Tubi? What do you get on
Tubi? So Tubi is free as well. You can sign up for a free account just to keep track of what you watch and where you leave off. But Tubi is completely free. You also do not need an account to watch on your TV.
But how do you access it?
So it would be an app that you would download on the Amazon Fire Stick.
Okay.
So if you go to the app selections, you should be able to find, you know, different streaming apps that you can download. And it'll let you know which ones have subscriptions and which ones don't.
From the computer app or from what? Or the TV?
No, it would be on the Fire Stick, on the TV.
On the Fire Stick.
Yes.
Do you know what it means to do to get onto Tubi on the Fire Stick, honey? Oh, can we? Oh, so we don't have it. There's no button for Tubi on the.
No, that's okay. You just go to the home screen. And do you know where you get to look for apps and you can search for different things?
Jesse, how do you get, I'm on the Roku right now. How do you get to where we can see apps? Oh, yeah, I see apps on the side. Yeah.
Okay.
Netflix, Prime, Video.
And you can also search for Tubi.
Okay. Oh, how do you see all of them?
It should show you more.
Yeah. Jesse, how do you see all of them? It goes to live TV then. Oh, I go here and then down to apps.
Mhm.
And then go down. Okay.
Yes.
So do we see Tubi?
So Tubi would be TUBI. It should be red and black as far as the color schemes go.
Red and black. I don't think we have it. No. Oh. This isn't apps, right? Okay, so we don't have it.
Yeah, you should be able to search for it.
Where? How do you search for it on the home thing?
Do you see a magnifying glass anywhere?
Streaming store?
Yes, go to the streaming store.
Or there's also a search.
Yes, search.
Oh, I see streaming store and I see Tubi.
Yep.
And is Tubi what kinds of things do they have?
So they have a lot of movies and some TV shows.
Okay.
So
and
I mean.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I mean, I could give you a small list right now.
Yeah. Why don't you just tell me what Tubi is?
I guess they changed their color scheme because now they're purple and yellow.
Purple and yellow, yeah.
It used to be red and black, so they changed it.
Everybody changes everything, yeah. You get used to it, and then it's not like that anymore. Okay, so
yeah.
What do they offer? What kinds of things?
So for TV shows, they have, let's see. You've got the old school Tom and Jerry. You've got some anime. You've got some romance. You've got comedy, like the old school Beetlejuice. I guess that's one of their top ones right now is the old Beetlejuice cartoons. They have a bunch of different movies and crime shows. It really depends on what you're interested in. I don't know if
old stuff or
not all of them are old, but some are older than others.
Oh no! Wait a second. What did I do? Yes, go to home. Okay. And then I went down to streaming store and Tubi. Okay. And then.
Like La Brea is new and they have La Brea on there.
Oh, I see. They kind of tell you when you click on it.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really say much.
Peacock. Peacock is also a good one.
Is that free?
Peacock is another app. That one has a lot of good movies and TV shows as well.
Is that free, Peacock?
Yes, Peacock is free. There are some movies that are only available through a subscription, but it's only like $5 a month.
Oh, okay. So
it's one of the cheaper options. And actually, I was watching La Brea on Peacock as well.
Okay. So it has ESPN on, but is that free?
So ESPN has some things that are free, but if you're planning on watching the live games, that would probably have like the $12 a month fee.
Okay. Okay, here's Peacock. I just found it.
But Hulu, Disney, and ESPN have a triple play that you can sign up for, where it includes all three services for one price.
What was it, Hulu and Disney? Was that what you said?
Hulu, Disney, and ESPN. Because they're all owned by the same company.
But ESPN is sports.
Yes, ESPN is sports.
Yes. So that would be up to Jesse to do. And Disney, I don't really watch anything much from them. And
Hulu is one of my most used apps.
Yeah. Now, how much do you find that is, or do you do have a triple play for that?
So I usually do the triple play because it includes the ESPN Plus and the Disney, because I also have three kids. So.
Okay.
So, of course,
yeah.
For me, it makes more sense.
Yeah. So I see TikTok has Yellowstone and...
Yes. Yellowstone is pretty intense, I will have to admit.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen a couple of shows. I don't know that... Oh, so it has SVU through 2024.
Oh, yes.
I'm a big SVU fan.
I am a huge SVU fan.
Yeah, that's probably the one that I never miss.
Yeah, that, Criminal Minds. I know Criminal Minds is available on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm a member of that. I wonder if it would be cheaper to go through this or...
Well, not everything on Netflix is on Hulu. That's the thing.
Okay.
And that's where they like to kind of get you, because they have certain rights. Like, for example, at one point, HBO Max had the rights to South Park. And then South Park then went and had their rights given to, I think it was Hulu. I'm not sure. But it transferred from HBO to a different streaming company.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So sometimes those rights do change, and the shows will switch from one streaming platform to another.
And you can do, if there's like one movie you want to see on one of the larger ones that cost a lot to do monthly, you can just go ahead and rent the movie.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, like, for example, Amazon Prime, they'll have movies available for rent for like $3.99.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that works out. I can't remember what it's called, but remember, what's her name that lives over near Kingston, the actress? And she...
Oh, there's a bunch.
Frances McDormand.
Oh, okay, yes.
And she had, wasn't she the one in the movie about living in a little camper, and she went to live at some different camper, and it got the Academy Awards and everything. Sounds really, I missed it when it was on the big screen.
Let me just take a look. So it was Frances McDormand.
I think it's Frances McDormand.
Yeah.
There is another over in Austin.
It wasn't Fargo, was it?
No.
No.
Fargo's much older.
Yeah, it is. Do you remember approximately when it came out?
It must have maybe been during COVID. So I'd say it's in the 2020s. And
okay.
I would say somewhere between 20 and 2024.
Oh, Nomadland.
Yes, Nomadland. And
yes.
Who do they say has it?
Let's see. Hulu.
Who is it?
Hulu.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. When Jesse was in college, we would get a good discount. But I might have to join that up again.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Another good thing to that would also help you with finding different shows and who has what streaming services would be IMDb. It's an app that you can download on your iPhone. And it's completely free.
App on iPhone. And it's called what?
It's called IMDb. It stands for Internet Movie Database.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But you can look up any actor, actress, title.
Yeah.
And when you tap on it, it'll tell you who's streaming it. So that can also help you with making decisions on what streaming service you might want to go for.
Okay, that's great. I do go on IMDb, but I never realized it actually told you what streaming service it has.
Yeah, right below their add to watch list button, it'll tell you who's streaming and where it's available for rent or purchase.
Now, is there a way to go back? So right now I'm on Peacock TV.
Yes.
So how do I go back? Do I have to go home again?
Nope, you can press the little back arrow that's on the remote. You might have to press it twice sometimes.
Oh, I see. Yes, okay. And that's where I can – so the streaming store and then
– So the streaming store is where you'd be able to find the different applications.
And that would have the different places like HBO
yes.
or
– Although now they're no longer called HBO, the application is now just called Max. I have that one as well. It's just called Max. M-A-X.
Oh, Max. Okay. Why did they change it from HBO?
So it's still considered HBO Max, but they just renamed it to just Max to simplify it.
Okay. Well, it was simpler when it was just HBO.
I know.
somebody got some money. Somebody put some money in.
Must have.
Okay, great.
But Max also has a lot of good crime dramas and documentaries, so.
Which does? Max?
Max, yes. Max also has all the Harry Potter movies, just in case you were interested in those.
You know, I tried once, and I don't even think I made it through it.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just...
I couldn't make it through the books when I was younger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Jesse...
I tried the books when I was younger, and I couldn't get through it. They were so thick.
And the girls were just, because Jesse and all his classmates, they were all very young at the time, and... the girls were just like totally driven to that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's typical.
Watch over and over. Oh, here's a movie, Hudson and Rex. It has a dog in it. That looks kind of interesting. But anyway, okay. So enough of that.
So we're all connected with the TV now.
Yeah. So we've got the TV, both iPhones.
We have the MacBook, as far as I know.
Right. So, Jesse, we need to hook your computer up.
I'll do that later.
Do you know how to do it? Do you know how to do it?
I'm sure he does.
Do that right now.
Okay. He says he'll do that later.
Okay. And then if he has Xbox or PS4 or PS5, whichever the gaming console is.
I have the password.
Oh, okay. So you can do all of that.
Yep, so he'll be able to switch it over on his own time, whenever he wants to.
Okay, so my TV and iPhone are done.
Yep.
My computer is not done. So what do I do for the computer?
I thought we did have the computer because they had used your computer to get you connected.
I think you're right.
Yeah. The other one was a printer.
Yeah, so I have to get in and see how that. Do I have to go? Do I do it on the printer or
directly? Well, what kind of printer do you have?
Okay, good question. Let me just. Now, what did I do to see that I have it on the TV on the computer?
You could just go down to the bottom. Right, wherever the Wi-Fi signal is, click on the Wi-Fi signal.
That's the.
That's actually at the top right. Sorry, the top right.
Yeah.
Of the screen.
That's the one that are the arches. And they get smaller as they go down. So it's like a cone.
Yes.
Okay. And Wi-Fi.
And it should tell you which Wi-Fi network you're connected to.
Okay, it looks like Archtop is the one they made purple. So that looks like that's the one.
Yep.
And that one is also. Okay, so that got connected. Now my computer, so let me just
the printer.
Switch over. Yeah, and then I have to go to the printer. I just don't want my battery to die.
No worries.
But I really appreciate you taking the time like this.
Oh, of course, anytime. I actually used to work at Best Buy, so I was always helping everybody out.
You what?
I used to help everybody out with all the devices.
Oh, okay. You enjoy that?
Oh, I do. I do. I was always the technical one of the house.
Yeah, and you wouldn't probably be working where you're working if you weren't technical.
Well, I mean, mostly what I focus on is the customer service aspect. But it's nice to put my technical, you know, knowledge to the test sometimes.
Yeah, and you know what? It's an added benefit, as you mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You said, oh, really nice.
Yeah, and I mean, like, really, my primary focus is to help people. So in any way that I can capably help somebody, whether it's helping them connect or doing their technology, or even if it's just a question that I have the answer to, you know, that's really, like, what I focus on.
Yeah. I like to do that. Well, I used to be a community organizer, so, of course,
I love
working. Different communities throughout Dutchess.
Yeah, I wish we had a larger French community, to be honest.
The what?
I just said I just wish we had a larger French community, to be honest.
Oh, French. Oh, yeah. No, I don't do... I mean, actually, I've been working with... I did work with the Latinos because they were just moving in and didn't...
Oh, yeah.
And didn't know the language and everything. So I did work with them to kind of set up so that they could begin. But... I helped them learn to network.
That's
but
awesome.
Then now I'm in real estate. So now, but I know so much about the community, so it's fun to kind of introduce.
Well, yeah, especially when you know all about the community that surrounds the houses. I used to work for a real estate broker, so I completely understand the field as well.
So now, okay, so what do I do?
So you're at the printer. What kind of printer do you have?
I have Canon.
Okay,
Canon.
So it's a Canon. So you're going to press on the home button.
Let me just see if it's plugged in. It's not.
Make sure it's on, though.
Yeah, that's the part I'm not sure about, because it hasn't been. It and my computer kind of went through a stage where it was minimizing everything, so I couldn't use it.
Mm.
Let me see here.
And it does have a screen on it, right?
Yeah. Wait just a second. I've got to plug it in. Okay. Oh, wait a second. Now, am I supposed to see lights on the
printer?
Yes. I was like looking at your... That's the thing that they plugged in. And,
oh, yeah. So on the white box, you're not going to see a light. On the black box, you're going to see three lights.
Yes, and on the back of the white one, they have lights.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but on the front of the white one, if there's ever a light on, then you need to call us because then there's an issue.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, so on the router, which is the white box, if there's a glowing green light that pops up on the front of it, that's what you need to call us because that means you're not getting any Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yep.
Okay, so the printer is on, and of course it's telling me that the ink ran out. I'll press OK. Oh, it's, okay, and then did you say go to home? I think it's at home.
So if it's at home, then you're going to slide over to the settings.
I think it's showing me settings like photo, reprint.
Nope. So that's the main menu. That's the home menu. You're going to press on the menu button. There should be a menu button.
There's a home button, a home thing, but I can't get up there anyway. Wait, that's special print. It's trying to print. Oh, here's the home. Okay, so I'm at the home, and I want to go to...
You're going to want to press on menu or settings.
I don't know how to find that. Let's see. Could it be... setup?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you're going to click on network settings.
Okay, so it's at maintenance.
Nope, you're going to slide over.
Wireless LAN setup.
So, yes, that's the one that you want, the wireless LAN.
Okay. And then I press that. Okay. Easy setup or other setup?
Easy setup.
Okay. And Archtop Fiber. Ooh, gives me a NutNet guest. Who's a NutNet?
I don't know. Could be one of your neighbors.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Okay. And
but you'll want to select the Archtop one.
Yes, I did. And I'm at where it's saying enter passphrase.
Yes. So that is where you are going to want to, it might be very, very small depending on how small your screen is. Because I know with my Epson, it was tiny.
Oh, the little boxes that I need to put it in?
You're going to want to type in the password.
The password that we have for this.
Yes.
Uh-oh, what did it do? Now. Okay, now I'm back on. So... How do I pick the...
So I'm pretty sure the screen itself is touchscreen, right? How did you get to the network settings? Were you touching the screen and selecting it?
No, it's not a touchscreen. But it's got... I can... do AA1, so that must be the characters that I enter, and then I push another button, done. So, okay, so now I don't know how to, okay. I'm going to be a little slower than Jesse.
That's okay.
How old are your children?
I have a now 13-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old. I've had quite a bit of time in between each, but...
Yeah, so 1, 8, and 13?
Yeah, 13, 8, and a 4.
Oh, 13, 8, 4, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the older one can help with...
Yes, however, she is now in her teenagehood.
Oh, good luck.
Exactly.
And my son is a typical boy, so he's still definitely in his teenage.
Oh, I believe it. Because you know what? The boys don't grow out of it until they're in their like mid to late 20s.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait, what am I doing? I don't know. Oh, I messed it up.
There should be a backspace button that you can backspace on.
Yeah, I don't know, but it looks like now I'm on the wrong
screen.
Oh, I'm on, and I don't know how to get.
There should be an arrow that's kind of
around
reversing on itself.
Yeah, it goes back to start again at passphrase. So let's do that. Push this, and then push this.
Yeah, I use the Epson EcoTank, and I do enjoy that one.
The what?
The Epson EcoTank.
I don't know what that is.
It's a type of printer, and instead of buying ink cartridges, they have these little bottles of ink that you just fill it with.
Oh, okay. Yes. I don't know that I'm going to be able to fix this one, and it's old, and I'm thinking I'm going to need to get a new one. Because they develop so quickly, don't they?
I have to admit, back in the day in 2012, was it 2012? Uh-huh. Yeah. I had a Kodak printer, and it was all in one. It was fax, everything. And I loved it. And I wish they never stopped making it.
It was a which one?
A Kodak printer. And it was an all-in-one. It had fax. It had printing, scanning. It had literally everything. And I loved it. And I had gotten it for Black Friday for like literally $20 at Walmart.
Whoa.
It was really, really good. And it lasted me like 6 years.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. And it was wireless, too. It was great. I loved it.
Okay, so I'm going to have to change this password because this takes forever to do this.
Well, the good thing is once you have the password in, you don't need to re-enter it.
Okay, let's see where I am. Okay. I'm halfway. Oh God, I'm not even halfway. Okay, so let me not talk for a minute.
I see that your son connected his iPhone 12 Pro.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did you remember? Did you hear him say, "Oh, I don't know what I'm doing"?
Yep. So now I've got the Roku stick, I've got the MacBook Air, your iPhone, and his iPhone currently connected.
Oh, great. You were saying you got your phone hooked up, Jess. okay, so where am I? Okay, then I need to... It's just you got to go to these different places each time.
I know. But the good thing is, once it's all connected, you don't have to do it again unless you're switching it to a different network.
Right, until I buy a new printer.
Yeah.
It's probably going to have to happen sooner than later. Wait, why did it... Hey, I'm getting there. Almost done. Now it's all numbers, so this is good. I'll have to switch that.
No worries.
Are you in an office or you get?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we have our headquarters right there on Tech City.
Wait, where's Tech City?
So, do you know where the old do you know Enterprise Drive on Kingston?
I'm less good with the road name and more and better with
If you're heading towards the thruway, for example, there was one that says Enterprise Drive and it was right by that that little like police substation.
Yeah, I know where.
Yep, that's the exit.
Oh, okay.
And it's this big giant building on both sides of the street, and they were connected by a like a bridge.
So that's 209 there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're on both. So how far are you from the? Do I take the Enterprise exit?
Yeah, you take the Enterprise exit. You come onto Enterprise, and then you've got this big giant like office suite that's connected by an overhead bridge for pedestrians.
Oh, okay. Because all I know is you go off of Enterprise and you can turn right and go over an overpass to get to the other side by IBM.
Yep, that's where IBM used to be. That's considered Tech City.
Oh, well, duh, that makes sense. Okay, so let's see. I think I've got it all.
Now I guess it's called iPark.
Oh, wait a minute. It did a... Let's see. Why is it not? It's not letting me. What did I do here? E-O-A. Oh, wait a minute. Why do I have... I did this wrong. It added.
Were you able to type it in correctly, or?
No, I redid numbers. So let me. I need to figure out how to delete. Oh, delete.
Yeah, there should be like a backspace, like a backwards arrow.
I have a whole bunch of numbers that I didn't need to add.
Basically. Oh, no.
Okay, and then. No, it's adding stuff. I don't know what. Wait. Okay. Two. Yeah, I don't understand adding numbers in there that I'm not putting in.
Hmm. It could be maybe the circuitry or the circuit board of it.
2201. Oh, maybe. Try this. Oh. Get some backspace that, get that out, and then go. Now, how would I?
Once you have the password correctly typed in, you would just press the OK button.
Okay, so I have to go backwards on the numbers and knock a couple letters out. Oh, mm-hmm. They're all. So let's see here. I can go, but I can't get. How do I move the cursor?
So the cursor usually is with the arrow keys.
Oh, with the space key?
No, the arrow key.
Yeah. And the cursor isn't, it's changing the number, or it's just on the numbers. Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. Maybe this is it.
Yeah, Yeah, some printers have it so that you have to run through all the numbers before you get to the letters.
Yeah, no, I'm fine now. I just found it. Now let me figure out what's going on. I'm sorry about this. This is just tedious.
And it should provide you with successfully connected.
Okay, I'm on the last digit. Okay, and then I say okay.
Yes.
Oh, no, it just keeps adding. So that's not, oh, shit.
It just kept adding another letter or number?
Yeah. Yeah.
Try backspacing
okay.
it.
Okay, I got it out, but it doesn't tell me what to hit.
It doesn't say it at the bottom either. There's no done or check mark.
Done. There we go. Okay. Okay, that must have been it because it took one whole line. So that must be what it was trying to do. Okay, so now... Okay,
so now it should try to connect.
Okay. Connecting to the access point.
There you go.
So I'm going to have to figure out if this works. I'm going to have to get back to figure out the password.
Well, that's the other issue.
Yeah. Okay, so connected to the access point. Press OK.
Yep, I see it right here. It just popped up.
Okay.
So you're connected.
Okay. And then I turned that off. Okay.
So that's all set.
That's all set. And there wasn't anything else, right?
No, not to my knowledge. We had your phone, his phone, your computer. He said he was going to do his computer later. He was also going to do his Xbox later. And we got the Roku stick.
So let me check off. So we got the printer.
Yep.
My computer. Fire Stick is done.
And then we've got your phone and his phone done.
Smartphone is. So he has his smart TV.
His smart TV, I think he's going to do on his own.
Right. So gaming he's going to do,
yep.
And laptop he's doing.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So now...
At least we got all of it done.
I think that's it. It's only taken us, what, 2 hours?
Not quite, but close. I think it's been about an hour.
Oh, okay. And then, so I can play around. And is there, give me the number that I call for you. I don't have it on my phone here.
Oh, for us? Yeah, it's 855 Archtop.
55. Okay, I'll have to look up the numbers for Archtop.
I can actually provide it to you. It's 272-4867.
Wait, 855.
272.
Mm-hmm.
4867.
Okay. So it's not 845.
No, it's 855.
Yeah. 4867. Okay. Great. And it's CJ.
Yes, CJ.
So I can ask for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So when I figure out what I'm doing, I will, and, you know, what, about a week or so is good?
Yeah, I mean, however you feel, like, you know, if you feel like a week is enough for you to determine which one you prefer, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I should probably, what is it, there's just another week in September, so it would probably be good to cancel the other one before I'm paying for it all.
Yeah, absolutely. That way you're not paying for two services at the same time.
Right, because right now that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Judith.
Fun getting to know you.
No worries. I mean, we're all part of the community, and, you know, we're here to help any way that we can.
You've been really helpful. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so very glad.
Have a great weekend.
You as well, and thank you so much for calling Archtop, and I'm glad that we were able to resolve that.
Now I get to go into my son and go, how did you do all those things? I'm amazed. You didn't know how to do it.
Well, he hasn't connected his Xbox yet, but.
No, he, and I'm not going to help him, and I'm not going to tell him your name because he didn't do it all himself.
Well, I'm sure he'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine with it. He's actually pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
And he will give me a hard time, but he'll usually jump. So.
Well, that's always a good thing, because our children should always be able to help us, especially when they know a lot more than we do now.
And especially when he's living here in his early 20s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, like, my 4-year-old already knows how to work a phone. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of scary, to be honest.
Because he kept to get a phone, and I kept saying no, and he's like, everybody has an iPhone.
I know. I had to get my daughter a bark phone. It was crazy.
A what?
A bark phone. It's essentially a parental control smartphone.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I can manage what apps she uses and all that.
And she's how old? Which one is she?
She's 13 now.
13, yeah.
That's but she wanted a phone at the age of 10 and 11 because all of her classmates had them. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't even have a phone until I was like 14, 15.
And they didn't even exist until I was way older.
I know. I mean, I only had one of those like touch tone cell phones at the age of 11, only for emergency service use because I was taking public transportation in New York City at the age of 11. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. He did not get it for a while. I was always able to in somebody's name that didn't have it.
My 8-year-old wants a phone now. And I'm like, why? You don't even have anybody that you talk to on a phone. Oh, no, all my friends have phones now. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, I have to say, when he got his, what was he doing it on? He must have gotten a computer or was it on the phone? He might have been doing it on his phone, actually. There were these games like Penguin or something. And
oh, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh, I can't remember the name of it either.
Yeah.
But it was a game, right?
Yeah. And it hooked up with all your friends and other people, too.
Yes, I do remember that.
And you got a you got a house and you were designing the house.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how much technology has evolved.
Oh, what? Jesse? Jesse, what was the penguin game that you used to play? Club Penguin.
Yes, Club Penguin.
And what was the other one that you did? Was it a webkin? No. Webkin. I think it was Webkin.
Yes, Webkins. I do remember that one too. See, back in my day, we had Neopets.
You had what? What was it called?
Neopets. Sorry.
Oh, okay. And I had
I'm still recovering from pneumonia, so I do apologize.
I remember I was one of the few that had a TV.
Yeah. I had a big old tube TV in my room.
Yes. And actually, we got color before a lot of people did. Color
TV. Wow.
So, and everybody else was on black and white. And they're like, how did you get color?
You know, my grandparents in Poughkeepsie, they still had black and white when we went to go visit.
Yeah.
And that was even in the late 2000s. It was like, what? It was early 2000s. Sorry. It was like 2000, they still had a color TV. No, they didn't have color. They had black and white with the turn knobs.
Oh, okay. And that was in the early 2000s?
Yeah. Oh, they had their TV for many years.
Wow. Yeah. So they didn't really...
They never really upgraded.
Where did they live?
Right in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we would take the train up and come visit and...
Didn't have the TV, so then you were like, didn't have the channels you wanted.
No, but my grandfather definitely had a nice, healthy crop of tomatoes in his backyard.
Oh, nice. Yes. I would have to go to my family in Denmark to get good gardens.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because my other family had, I'm from Virginia, and so my family were... One side of the family was in New York City, so you didn't have gardens there.
Yeah, no. My aunt did have a miniature garden on her penthouse. What's it called? Terrace.
Okay, yeah, where you do individual plants and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I got to Denmark, and I was like, wow, we're digging for our own potatoes? This is so cool. I love this. I want to be mad.
My aunt in France used to do jams, so...
Oh, yes. I used to make all my own jam. And I was living in North Dakota, and that was, and when I got together with my close friend, she was a farm ranch wife. And so she would be up early morning making pasta, making
jam. Oh, that's
jam,
nice.
Everything. So, but anyway, let me let you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad that we were able to get that all connected. You should at least see a difference now, especially with the streaming and, you know, the buffering.
I guess I'll just have to watch TV tonight.
Well, if you want to try out the streaming apps, definitely try those out and see how you feel about them.
Oh, so that would be just like what I was doing to get to Netflix anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, the Roku stick.
Great. Well, thank you so much again.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
And I will be in touch.
Absolutely, Judith, and I look forward to it.
Okay, and you can call me Judy.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Judy. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful rest of your night and a great weekend, and thank you so much for calling Archtop.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
What, honey?